It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 18th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. A year ago, I drove solo from the Atlantic to the Pacific, trying to deal only with technology and no people as part of a Marketplace series, Robots Ate My Job. Automobile magazine New York editor Jamie Kitman is now trying it the other way in a $240,000 McLaren MP4 12C sports car. Only Kitman's trying to meet as many interesting human beings as he can along the way. I caught up with him on day two after he'd hung out in Chandler, Arizona, with an outfit that has a fascinating way to design cars.
We stopped at a place called Local Motors, which is a fairly new company that builds a car called the Rally Fighter. Actually, you can help build it yourself, and in fact, you may have helped design it because they are the world's first, so far as I know, crowdsourced automotive company.
Well, how does that work? Let's say you have a sense of the curve of the fender. How might you contribute?
Well, I think you would get onto their website, which is called, I think, the Forge, and you can submit drawings. And basically, the community will tell you whether you have a good idea or a really bad one. Hopefully, they're polite. But some of the drawings that they get, I know they can't have been.
Because they're so awful?
Yeah. But they get some good stuff, and they get some real car designers and engineers contributing. You know, everybody has a project that they want to do that their company is too big or heartless or stupid to do. And so this is a place where they can blow off steam and see something happen. Right now, they're building only one car, which is called the Rally Fighter, which is really ideally suited for use, you know, running through deserts at 100 miles an hour. And the name of the company, Local Motors, suggests, we were told, that cars can be built locally for local needs. And while that sounds like an impractical car to a New Yorker like me, there are actually places in Arizona that you might drive such a car and get its full potential out of it.
This idea of crowdsourcing design raises an interesting, almost artistic issue. In other words, are the best designs the ones that the group all agree on?
It's a conundrum. It sounds hip and trendy, and that's what everybody's talking about, but it isn't long before you get to thinking about market research and the, you know, the camel being the horse designed by committee.
All right, so Arizona, now Santa Fe. How far are you going to try to get today?
We expect to be in Dallas by this evening.
All right. Well, and remember, this is McLaren the sports car. It's not McLaren the baby stroller.
Different company.
Jamie Kitman, New York editor, Automobile Magazine, also contributes to GQ. Jamie, thank you.
Thanks, David.
Borrowing a $240,000 car is an interesting test of the dubious proposition that all you need to be happy is the latest technology. We'll hear more about that from Kitman in the coming days. Meantime, pictures of the McLaren on that road trip are at marketplacetech.org.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Delta Airlines, featuring flatbed seats and introducing Westin Heavenly in-flight bedding. Delta, keep climbing.
And Iceland, 319,000 people and not as diverse as some other spots. Now there's an app so that folks can bump their smartphones together to find out if they're cousins or in some other way blood relatives, you know, before a date gets serious. It's called Islendinga App, developed by students at the University of Iceland. If the nearest relative is too close, it actually sounds an alarm. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.